Pshischa on the Parsha, but we are going to talk about Tisha B'Av. Pshischa on Tisha B'Av, yeah. Pshischa on Tisha B'Av. One of my favorite pieces from the Sfas Emes, I'm not sure if I've done it in this shul yet, I remember talking about it in Kansas. The Chazal tell us that kol she'eno nivne b'yamav, ki'ilu nechrav b'yamav. Any generation who doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if they destroyed it. Now the truth is that the word necherav is nif'al, so it doesn't literally mean that we destroyed it, but it was destroyed in our generation. And if we can't rebuild it, so it's as if it's destroyed, it is destroyed in our generation. So ask the Sfas Emes, Kasha. Kasha lahavin, it's hard to understand such a thing. Shahayu harbe doros tzadike elyon. Many generations with unbelievable tzadikim. Right? Think about the people that have existed since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right? We have, you know, we can just go through the whole art scroll biography list. But you think about people like the Rambam, like Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, right? The entirety of rabbinic Spain, right? There's just, you know, the Gaonim, the Tanayim, well, most of the time, some Tanayim, all of the Amorayim, like the whole Gemara is filled with Rabbanim, Rabbeim, who were, you know, Gedolim and Tzadikim, Yisod Olam, as they say. So how could it be, says the Sfas Emes, that it was Kiyu Nechrab Yameyim, the generation of the Amorayim, are responsible for destroying the Beis HaMikdash? Could it be such a thing? Royu Lios Nechrab Yameyim, says the Sfas Emes, it's not exactly that way. V'nir Elefarish, Ki Kol Yamei Hadoros, Mitstarfin, all of the days of every generation combined together. What does that mean? Umitzkansin kol ha'aros, and all of the ha'arot is an interesting word. Illuminations, all of the light, right? The Hasidic light, right? Light, or I should say, light in a Hasidic sense, right? All of the light that's been created from all generations comes together. When they all come together, they should come together for Geula. They should come together for the ultimate redemption. I don't know if you remember, I gave a similar starting to a drasha based on, I believe, the Me'ash Shiloach's understanding of Purim. Right, the word Purim, right, comes from the word poor, right? At least classically, Al Shem HaPor. That's what the Megillah says, because of the lottery in that Haman did to when the Jews are going to get killed. But the Me'ash Shiloach, I believe it was the Me'ash Shiloach that said that also Purim could come from the word peror, not just poor, but peror. What's perurim? Anyone know? Perurim are crumbs. What does it mean, crumbs? So he says that every Jew from all generations has their little crumb that they give over. Everyone has their own contribution. And says that's what it means when Esther says to Mordechai, Knosas kol ha-Yehudim, gather together all of the Jews. What's all of the Jews? Every Jew that's ever existed. Gather them all together and bring all of their merits together to save the Jewish people. Right? That's kol ha-Perurim. So says the Sfas Emes, the same thing is happening at the time of Galus. We are calling upon all generations, all tzaddikim that have ever lived, and we're trying to bring them all together, and we're trying to join them together for the sake of redemption. Ki hayale al hadas shedor ha-geula yiyu kol kach ru'uyin b'schusam bilvad le-geula. You think that only one generation is going to accumulate enough merit to bring the geula? You think, is it even possible that the Jews of 2021 or 5781 that's the generation that's going to get it done? Right? The Amoraim couldn't do it. The Rambam's generation couldn't do it. But us here in America in 5781, we're going to do it. So obviously it's a little bit, degrading to ourselves. But that's how we view Jewish history. The closer you are to Moshe Rabbeinu, the holier you are, the more pristine your traditions were. In which case, says the Sfas Emes, it would seem to be an impossible feat. If we're going to look to every generation for them to be the one, it's just going to get worse from here. right? That's Yeridas HaDoros. Every generation that goes further and further from Moshe Rabbeinu is getting further and further away from the real Mesorah, and therefore further away from the real Zchuyos that are required for Gula. Rather, says the Sasemes, Raksha Zchus Kol Dor Vador. It's with the help of every single generation. Ozer Umevi Ma'at Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's such a beautiful image. Every generation is contributing to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. V'habinyan nimshach kol yemei hagalos. Kemar mar bonei Yerushalayim. Such a beautiful phrase. I mean, this is, thankfully he's putting it in words that I can understand, because there's a lot of sort of insinuations in the Sfasemis that sometimes I don't get to pick up on because I don't know what he's talking about. Just like little indications. What does he mean, bonei Yerushalayim? He doesn't explain what he means. But the words bonei Yerushalayim, what does it mean, bonei Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was built in the past, and we hope that it's going to be built in the future. Bonei, the word bonei, is in the present. What does it mean, Hashem is building Yerushalayim? Surely he doesn't mean memila mal, right? Surely it doesn't mean that he's building, Burger's Bar in the old city. That's not what it means when we say bonei Yerushalayim. So what does it mean, bonei Yerushalayim? Says Vasemes, there is a Yerushalayim being built. Every generation and every individual, when they do a mitzvah, they add another pebble to the Beis HaMikdash. To that figurative Beis HaMikdash, every generation is accumulating all of its pebbles, all of its grains of sand, all of its stones, and putting it together to make a Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh shekasov, shekol dor, she'enu mesayel b'nyano. What does it mean that every generation that doesn't build? What it means is every generation doesn't contribute to the building. It's not being built during their days. That this generation, oh, the Jews of 5781, chas v'shalom, they didn't add any stones to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't add any granules to the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a good question. How do you, does it go the other way also? Does the Navera take away a pebble? That's a good question. I would think that it works like that, that we're looking at the aggregate zechuyos, the net zechuyos, if you will, the net merit. And then says in such a beautiful way, v'chol adam biprat. Every single individual, specifically every single individual, this doesn't have to do with only Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and this doesn't have to do with Rav Yashiv, and this doesn't have to do with Rav Herschel Schechter. This has to do with every single individual specifically. Kol Adam Biprat Gam Kein Sarach Leida. Every single person has to know Shekol Ma'asav, every single thing that they do. Heim Siyua L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We are all, the second you walked into this room to come learn Torah, you added another granule to the Beis HaMikdash. That's an unbelievably empowering message. What an ennobling message. I'm building the Beis HaMikdash when I'm speaking to you. You're building the Beis HaMikdash when you pay attention to me. What an achrayus, what a responsibility too. Kol adam biprat, tzarech leida shekol ma'asav heim siyua l'binyan Beis HaMikdash. Every single individual has to know. It's not just enough that it happens, that you also have to know that that's what's happening. You have to appreciate what's going on. Shekol ma'asav heim siyua l'binyan Beis HaMikdash. Every single thing that you do is helping build the Beis HaMikdash. Uch v'imash mekablam al atzma ol machlos shemayim. And in direct proportion to the extent that you accept upon yourself the ol of mitzvos, the burden or the responsibility of doing the right thing, mesayim l'binyano. That's exactly how much you're contributing to the Beis HaMikdash. K'mash shekasav akol mesayim l'binyano shamelach. Everyone helps to build the palace of the king. And that's what we're doing. When we decide that we get up in the morning and we're going to Shacharis, put another stone in the Beis HaMikdash. Every time we decide not to go to Shacharis, we're missing out on that pebble. That pebble is no longer being, somebody else has to make up for your loss. That's what it means. Kol dor she'enu nivne b'yamav kilo nechrav b'yamav. You lost that pebble. You've destroyed part of the Beis HaMikdash. You've left a void that somebody else, another generation, is going to have to come and fill it in. What a responsibility. What an unbelievable image from the Sfas Emes. That's idea number one. Idea number two, the Haftarah that we'll read says the following: Yada shor koneu, that an ox knows its master, right? Even an ox knows its master, right? And the Jewish people, they don't know Hashem, right? Even an ox knows who their master is. And we, the Jewish people, who went through Nasa v'Nishma, went through Har Sinai, went through Geula after Geula, looking for another Geula, we can't figure out who our master is. Even an ox knows this. That's just the pasuk in the Haftorah. That's not the Zvasem is talking. That's the pasuk that we'll read in the Haftorah. Perish says the Zvasem. You know what the imagery is meant for? Ki yesh la'adam yisroon al kol hanivraim. There's something which a person has which is above and beyond all other creations. What does a person have that animals don't have? Intellect, imagination, planning for the future, the ability to make decisions. It all has to do with our brain. Our brain capacity is greater and more complex than any other living entity. That's what's aval al yedeh yisaron, but also through that same entity, through that same blessing, that same gift that every person has, bal chasronos, we also get the issues that come along with it. We have enticements because of our sophistication of our brain. We have, schemes and ways of justifying wrong behavior. Right? Our brain is a powerful tool, obviously, but it cuts in both directions. Avav emes hadas nosenes kime hatova shenas Hashem yisbarach l'adam yisran b'chachma. Ein tzarech lavoch yisaron mizeh. That this beautiful gift that God gave us doesn't have to bring any kind of lacking, any kind of issue. Vizeh shekaz of adam u'behema she'arumim b'das ka'adam u'mesimin atzman k'behema. That they're cunning with their minds, but they make themselves like an animal. What does that mean? They're cunning with their minds, but they make themselves like an animal. Perush. First and foremost, we make ourselves like an animal in that our, as I spoke similarly to a conversion candidate this week about this, our affect, our commitment to Hashem does not have to do with our brain. Our commitment to Hashem has to do with the fact that we are committed, as an ox is committed to its master, almost blindly, or steadfastly to what Hashem wants us to do. Without all the justifications and without all of the mental gymnastics of, oh, I don't really have to do this because of this reason. Or I really want to succumb to this desire and I'm okay because of this reason. Right? That's all our brain talking. First and foremost, we have to be, even though we have that das, we have that beautiful gift of cunning knowledge and intellect. Nonetheless, we make ourselves like an animal. V'achachma, and wisdom, tosif mala v'lo chisaron. And the wisdom that we have from our brains should only add, not take away. V'zeh tar omes hanavi, yadasha shor konehu, Yisrael lo yada. The ox knows its master, but the Jewish people don't. Why? Ki avdu chiyuv ha'avodah mitzad yisron ha'chachma v'adas. Why aren't the Jewish people as good as the animal? Because they have that extra intellect. Because we think ourselves out of our purpose. We think ourselves away and justify away doing the wrong thing and committing to the wrong activities. Not exactly sure where that's from. That's one of those things. I don't know what he's talking about. I could have looked it up, but I didn't have time. There's a Mishnah in Avos that tells us, "Kol shehi tiferes lo se'a, v'tiferes lo min ha'adam." What should a person do? They should do anything which is brings splendor to the one who created you, meaning God, and also brings splendor to the ones who are around you, to the other people around you. Right? This is exactly what Hashem says, what Moshe says to God and Reuven in last week's parsha. When the God and Reuven want to live on Eivor HaYarden in Transjordan, where the rest of the Jewish people are not going to live. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, no, no. Hashem says, no, it's okay. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, fine. It's okay, but make sure you're in good standing with the rest of the Jewish people. make sure first you're doing what Hashem wants from you. You're keeping the Torah mitzvahs, even over here, Be'evar Yarden, even over here where it's not the original plan of Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, the Yisem Nikiyim. Nikiyim means innocent or clean. Make sure that you're clean, innocent on the accord of Hashem. Hashem knows that you're innocent, but it's not good enough to know that Hashem knows you're innocent. Also, the Yisem Nikiyim, may Hashem Ume Yisrael, and from other Jews, that they also know that you're doing the right things. This is the source, possible source, of what we call Maris Ayin. Right? That's the pasuk from last week's parsha. We talked about it 2 years ago. Bless you. V'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael, we have to do things which will make sure other people don't get the wrong impression of what we're doing. Of not going to certain, restaurants if it looks like we're eating non-kosher. Right? All different. We went through in that year all different ramifications of Maris Ayin. But that's what this Mishnah also, in its simple sense, means. Tiferes lo meoseha, right? It brings greatness and beauty to Hashem. And it also brings tiferes lo min ha'adam. It also brings a good reputation among people. Look at that guy. He keeps Torah mitzvot properly. That's the reputation. That's the Maris Ayin. In the opposite direction, the positive direction, this person is doing the right thing, and therefore other people are going to follow suit. But says the Sfas Emes, it could refer to something else. Meaning, Lasos ritzono yisbarach mitzad shu maaseh yadav. A person should first and foremost do what he does, meaning the Torah mitzvos, because he's created by Hashem. Tiferes lo, it doesn't say tiferes lo min Hashem. It's tiferes lo me oseha, from the one who created you. The one who owns you, the one who guides you. Meaning Hashem, we should listen to Hashem because Hashem said so. That's it, right? You ever tell your kids ask you a bunch of questions, why do I do that? Because I said so. In the end of the day, the ultimate reason we do anything, whether it's for our parents or for Hashem, is because Hashem said so. We might have very nice reasons to make things more meaningful, but ultimately, it's always because Hashem said so. And that's where it says, Tiferes lo'oseha, lasos ritzono yisbarach misashu ma'aseh yadav, because we are His creation. That's why we should do it. Mitzad ha'teva. Kechol habruim she'osin ritzono, just like all other creations do what Hashem wants, strictly because Hashem said so. Right? They don't have what we call free will. Right? They don't have the ability to make decisions, to plan for the future, to be enticed in ways that are going to go against their nature. Hashem created them a certain way, and that's how they act. That's how they act, whether it's a plant or an animal or anything. They act in the way that Hashem dictated them to act. So first and foremost, we should act in the way that Hashem dictated us to act, just in the same way that He dictated for the animals and the plants. And there, that makes us like an animal, right? And then secondly, beyond the fact that we should act in a way in accordance with what makes Hashem proud, because we are His creations, secondly, tiferes min ha'adam. Also, for other people, what does it mean? Tiferes min ha'adam, the splendor from people. Lisa just said it means, on the literal level, what it means is to make sure you have a good reputation, to make sure you're doing mitzvot and giving and modeling what it means to do to be a shomer Torah mitzvot so other people can see. But says Vasem, it means something else. Tiferes min ha'adam. What else should you bring splendor from? Not just from the fact that you're created of Hashem, but min ha'adam hu lahosif al zeh avodah mitzad ha'chachma v'yisaron shehu adam ba'al b'chira. You should bring splendor from the fact that you're a person. What does that mean, from the fact that you're a person? Your personhood, which is your mind. Your personhood, which is your brain. Beyond the fact that you should naturally do what Hashem wants because Hashem said so, you should add to that, through what makes you a person, you should add to that splendor, through that beauty of Judaism, through your mind, through your intellect. You should go to Shiurim, and you should think about Judaism, and you should think about what's a better thing to do. And that's what it means, says the Sfas Emes, Tiferes lo min ha'adam also. Min ha'adam, from the personhood of yourself, that you should add to chachma, not take away. Add through chachma, add through your wisdom of what it means to be a good person, to add to your good deeds as opposed to taking away and justifying it. So it's all about how do you use your mind, how do you use your intellect. And hopefully we can all get back to that stage, according to the Sfas Emes, of ultimately seeing our role, just like the ox, Yada shor konehu, to be like an animal, to get back to that blind faith, to that simple faith, where you say, I'm going to do what Hashem says so because Hashem says so. Strictly because that's how Hashem created me, that's what He wants me to do, based in my creation, in the way He created the world. We should all get back to that level, which sometimes you don't understand it like this, but this is how the Sfas Emes is understanding it. that we should get back to that level where we can serve Hashem as an animal, because that's our natural creation, is to be just a simple faith without all the chachmas, without all the philosophy books, without the Mor Nevuchim and trying to understand God and all these things. Hashem wants us to be simply in line with Him, just like an ox gets in line with his owner. Okay, Shkayach, two ideas from the Sfas Emes. Number one, we all contribute to the Beis HaMikdash with every single act. And number two, that we return to that state where ultimately our mitzvos are because we are the creation of Hashem and for no other intellectual reason or justification. Everyone should have a good Shabbos and a meaningful and easy fast. Okay, Shkayach.
Thank you, good Shabbos.
Thank you, Marsha.